I'm Jimmy Himes, along with Vince Farrar. Pleased now to be joined by Michelle Marciniak, former star with the Lady Vols basketball team, and she'll be involved with Pedal for Alzheimer's, the fifth anniversary event entitled Ride Tennessee. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you again. Thank you so much for joining us. So you're going to be involved with this again. How meaningful is it for you to be a part of Pedal for Alzheimer's?
Well, very. You know, Pat Summitt was my coach and very near and dear to my heart, obviously. I was involved with the founding of Pedal for Alzheimer's and Pedal for Pat 4 and 5 years ago. And I got really busy the last couple of years, and then I finally actually came back to town and actually live in Knoxville now. And I wanted to reconnect with, you know, my colleagues that we helped, you know, start Pedal for Alzheimer's. And obviously we are very excited. It's the fifth year, and it's called Ride Tennessee. And we're going to ride 500 miles in 6 days from Nashville to Knoxville, stopping a lot of towns in Tennessee. And we're just excited to raise funds, obviously, for Alzheimer's. But for me personally, you know, Pat Summitt, who I you know, intimately saw her deteriorate. She was, you know, someone who meant the world to me. And so when I ride for her.
Michelle, has anyone had a greater influence or impact on your life than Pat Summitt?
No, other than my mother. You know, as far as the female, I mean, that's, you know, Pat was, and she is to so many, but we all have our own personal stories. She guided us sometimes with a hammer and sometimes with kid gloves, but she still guided us. And I there's not a day, Jimmy, that goes by that I don't think about her and the influence that she's had on me, on my life, not only obviously as a basketball player, but now that I've, you know, I'm a, you know, co-founder of my own business with Sheiks, and I've been doing that for quite a number of years now. And I can't tell you that that a day goes by without me thinking about her, even with my business as well.
Michelle, what have been some of the experiences in doing the Pedal for Alzheimer's charity cycling event, whether it's stories that you hear, sights that you see along the way, people that you've met? What have been some of the neat things you recall the most about some of those experiences?
Yeah, Vince, you know, I tell you, to me, the most shocking thing is how many people this affects. You know, I haven't experienced it in my family, but obviously with Pat, I experienced it very intimately. But I'm so surprised at how many people who come out of the woodwork who say, yes, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, all have had either dementia or Alzheimer's. And it is such a painful and dreadful disease that I mean, honestly, you know, I kind of say this, but I mean it. Like, when you ride, you know, 500 miles, you try to raise all kinds of, you know, money for, you know, for Alzheimer's, for fundraising. That really is the least we can do, is be in pain for, you know, 100 miles a day to try to, you know, raise awareness. But you know, people are suffering, and it's not only the people themselves, because honestly, they don't know that they're suffering anymore. It's the people around them and the support system and the caregivers. And it stretches families emotionally, physically, spiritually. I mean, it just, it's dreadful. So for me, it's the stories of people that are affected are much more than I could have ever anticipated.
I know the goal is to raise funds for Alzheimer's research and education, support and care. So tell our listeners how they can donate and maybe find out more information about this event.
Absolutely. The website is pedalforalzheimers.org. Obviously, you can go there and you know, you can make a donation. I'm each cyclist that rides has their own personal fundraising link. We usually post on, it's like it's on my Facebook page. It's on my Twitter account, which is at MRCiniac3. I just posted it on LinkedIn. So that's, you know, and we just encourage anybody that either has been affected by this that cares, that knew Pat Summit, that didn't know Pat Summit, and that cares about this, to please come on and, you know, join us to continue to raise money for this really incredible event.
Our guest, Michelle Marciniak, former star basketball player at Tennessee. She'll be a part of the fifth Pedal for Alzheimer's. Ride Tennessee starts in Nashville, ends in Knoxville, 500 miles in 6 days. So, Michelle, you were part of the initial 1,098-mile trek down to Florida. How many of those miles did you do?
I did every mile. And
no.
We did 1,098 in 11 days because one of those days we got rained out. We were supposed to do it in 12 days. And I'm not sure I felt any more pain than I did during those 11 days. I mean, talk about the pain cave. It was humbling. It was humbling. And me as an elite athlete, as a professional athlete, I still work out every day. There's nothing like riding 125 miles a day for 11 days straight, up and down hills as well.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then you're going to do all 500 miles this time, I would assume.
I am, but Josh Crisp, who is the other co-founder of Pedal for Alzheimer's, he, you know, when he and I first talked this year, he said, hey, you know, why don't you come back? And, you know, it's the fifth year. And I said, okay. I said, let me get back to you. And, you know, I got back to him in short order. And I said, Josh, I'm in. So let's do this again. And so he's like, okay, great. So then, like, 4 days later, he sends me the information, and he says, oh, by the way, we're climbing 25,000 feet over the 6 days. And I was like, okay, you didn't tell me that. So it's not all flat, I have to tell you. We all know that there's some hills and some little mountains in Tennessee. So I am not looking forward to that. But, yes, I will ride all the miles.
So how do you train for that?
Yeah, good question. Right now I'm just running. I'm starting, you know, I took some time off during COVID, let my body heal and rest, and because I usually work out all the time. And so you pretty much, you should be on the bike at least a couple hundred miles a week. You know, so if you go out for a ride, you should be riding between 20 and 30 miles every time you go out, at least, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. And on the weekend, you should do a long ride. So a long ride would be 75 miles, 80 miles, something like that, just to get your body ready to do it every single day for 6 days. So it sounds like a lot, but if you build up to it, you know, your body starts to adapt to the training, as we all know, as an athlete. So, but my last time I checked, my tires were flat. So I've got some work to do between now and September. And I'm looking forward to it, but I got to get ready.
Michelle, real quick, while we have you, want to get your thoughts on Kelly Harper running the Lady Vols program.
Fantastic. I love that girl. Kelly is, I love how serious she is. And, I also just love her personality and, you know, the way that she, conducts her team and manages them. I mean, she is, number one, we played for national championship together. I was a senior when she was a freshman. That first championship that, you know, that she had under her belt, was my senior year. And, so I was a mentor, of sorts, you know, to Kelly back then. And, you know, just to see her on the sidelines, and God, she reminds me so much of Pat. I mean, I hate to say that, but there are certain things and, you know, certain mannerisms and, you know, she's tough. So I like that. Godspeed to her. I think she'll do fantastic, and I'm really happy for her.
Michelle, who got the Pat Summit stare more often, you or Kelly Harper?
It was definitely me, because I was always in trouble with Pat. Kelly was really, I don't want to say like goody two shoes, but she kind of was. She did exactly what Pat wanted her to do and exactly what she was supposed to do at all times. And I did the exact opposite, and I did what I wanted to do. And so that's why I'm an entrepreneur and she's the head coach of Tennessee.
I serve on this committee, and I want to commend you on this and get your response. You've been chosen by the Greater Knoxville Sports Hall of Fame for the 2021 Pat Summitt Ignite Greatness Award. What does that mean to you?
Oh, I just learned about this the other day. It was, you know, I believe in every award that I've received. I always think back to the people that helped you get to that point. You know, and again, I know it's the Pat Summitt Ignite Award, but it was because of her that I'm even in that position. And I do understand that, and I get that with every award, you know, that, that me or whoever achieves, you know, always goes back to your parents, you know, slugging you to games and, you know, your coaches in high school and your mentors and your college coach. And, but I'm humbled. I'm thrilled. I'm happy. I think Peyton is a part of this year's event. So I'm excited to reconnect with him. I think it's in August and, you know, just, you know, happy to be a part of that award.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us again. Pedal for Alzheimer's, the fifth annual. Ride Tennessee starts in Nashville, goes through Murfreesboro, Crossville, Athens, Gatlinburg, Knoxville, with a lot of hills, apparently. 6 days, 500 miles. Good of you to be involved in this to raise money for a fantastic cause. Pedalforalzheimers.org is where you can find out more. Michelle, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thanks Jimmy. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you very much, Michelle Marciniak, and that is going to be September 13th through the 18th. They just announced that today.